I'm a Yankee fan. Always have been a Yankee fan, always will be a Yankee fan. But I'm not a blind Yankee fan. I'm not a Yankee fan that says, well, the Yankees still have a 9 or 10 game week. The Yankees have the worst record in Major League Baseball since the All-Star break. The worst. They're not hitting. Their pitching's doing okay. Their hitting is atrocious. And they need to get out of that slump quick, very quick. I don't know if Aaron Boone's capable of doing what Joe Torre did when the Yankees won the World Series against the Mets and went into a similar slump in the second half of the season that season. But Aaron Boone better get working on that. Otherwise, what was going to be a magical season is going to turn into a nightmare. A nightmare. That's my opinion. Now we'll get on to actual factual sports. And in actual sports, in baseball, the Guardians over the Tigers 4-1, the Marlins over the Padres 3-0, the Phillies over the Reds 4-3, the Tigers over the Guardians 7-5, the Rays shut out the Yankees 4-0, the Nationals over the Cubs 5-4, the Orioles over the Blue Jays 7-3, the Braves pounded the Mets 13-1, the Twins over the Royals 4-2, the Rangers over the Athletics 2-1. White Sox beat the Astros 4-2, Dodgers over the Brewers 4-0, Mariners over the Angels 6-2, and the Giants defeated the Diamondbacks 6-1. In some football game locally, the Jets' Robert Saleh praised Joe Flacco. Zach Wilson was injured. He came in and did a good job. The quote was, he's been there, he's done that. The Giants' head coach, Brian Dable, on Kenny Golladay, I think he's acclimated himself well. They're looking to move him into the offense and get a boost in that offense. And Patrick Mahomes, he's in sync. He trusts the Chiefs' plan following the Tyreek Hill trade and touted the fresh arsenal that they have in stock. All right. And in baseball, the Rangers fired Chris Woodward after more than three seasons as their manager. No big surprise there. They have been struggling. That is our check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.